Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Cieszanek, the best-selling author of science fiction, fantasy, mystery, comics, and lots more. Let's get right to it. This is the podcast in which I tell you a bit about my world, my life, and my writing. So, what's the latest on my life? Let's see. It's been a pretty hectic week. We had Thanksgiving last Thursday, and that was kind of an interesting day. I went with my parents and my wife to have Thanksgiving dinner in the nearby town of Latrobe, which is the hometown of Fred Rogers. So it's that's the big claim to fame for Latrobe, also the home of Rolling Rock beer and all kinds of other things. Arnold Palmer, I believe, is from that town as well. Anyway, that's beside the point. We went to a place called the Train Station Restaurant, DeSalvo's Train Station Restaurant in downtown Latrobe, and we had a really nice dinner and a really nice time. But that was Thanksgiving Day. That was last Thursday. Friday, we did some things. Saturday was pretty busy. Got a lot done. Got a lot accomplished. Went actually back out to Latrobe and Greensburg to take care of some things with my wife and her sister. And we had a nice day. Went to a nice French restaurant out there. And Sunday, what did I do? Wrote. I worked pretty hard on the new novel, the current novel, I should say, Earthtaker, the urban fantasy, the third in a trilogy. That was pretty good. I got a lot done on that and took care of a lot of other business as well. So it's been a busy week. I'm happy to say my leg is feeling much better. If you recall, I hurt it getting out of the pool a while back, and it was causing me some pain. So it's much better at this point. I'm very happy to say it's no longer agonizingly painful, and much of the injury has healed. The muscle is getting back to normal. Everything feels good. So I'm happy to report that I'm on the mend. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been working on the current novel, Earthtaker, which has been going pretty well. Very happy about that. And just, like I said, busy with the holidays and other things that, related to family and doing things with them. And so that kind of catches you up on the latest on my exciting life this week. This is usually the part of the podcast in which I discuss what I've been reading recently. So I could tell you a little bit about some of the things that I've been reading. Specifically, I've been reading some comics. Surprise! I've been reading the last issues of The Powers of X and The Powers of X and The House of X. Which are the new X-Men series that are setting up the new status quo for that series, for those characters. And they've been really good. I've been enjoying those. And also read some Green Lantern and some other things. I got the new Legion of Superheroes comic last week. I picked it up at Bentwookie Comics, my hometown comic store. And I was really happy about that. Because there hasn't been a Legion of Superheroes comic out for a long time. So I was very glad to see the characters brought back. They're in an altered form. DC chose to update them somewhat. Writer Brian Michael Bendis did some rethinking of the premise of the Legion and threw in some curves to make it somewhat more interesting and up-to-date, more multi-ethnic, more diverse. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Legion of Superheroes, by nature, is a diverse group. They've always been that way. Though, maybe not quite as diverse as they are now. So that's a good thing. I think it's forward progress, and I'm glad to see them back, and I'm really excited to read that new series. So it catches you up on what I've been reading, basically. Haven't done a lot of book reading this week. Though I have done some TV watching, which has been very rewarding. I've been watching the Watchmen TV series on HBO, and holy crap! Wow! I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is so good. If you've been staying away from Watchmen on HBO because you think it's just a superhero series, boy, you are missing out. It is amazing. It is truly a wonder to behold. It is so good. The producer and head writer on the show, Damon Lindelof, who worked on Lost, which is another of my favorite shows, he has just really come up with something special here. He set out to do that. He wanted to do justice to the concept of The Watchmen, right? Because it's such a revered graphic novel. If you don't know about Watchmen, it's a revered graphic novel. It's considered to be maybe the apex of comics. It was written by Alan Moore, illustrated by Dave Gibbons. It came out in the late 80s, and it was very well thought of right from the start. I still remember reading the individual issues as they came out each month, and it was so exciting because it was such a dynamic book. It was so different from anything else that had gone before, and it really laid the groundwork for a lot of what came after. Not always in a good way, right? Because people maybe took things from Watchmen that were part of the whole tapestry of the series, but weren't necessarily meant to be the primary focus of future comic book series moving forward. And, you know, for example, there was a lot of heightened violence in that series, and a real dark ethos, a real dark atmosphere, and that sort of became standard, not just because of Watchmen, also because of The Dark Knight Returns, you know, by Frank Miller, and some other things that came out around that time. But still, it was a fabulous comic series. And wow, the TV series is so good. My wife, who does not enjoy superhero series and does not read comics, is not a big fan of that genre. She would be the first to tell you that. She's not a huge fan. She's been watching it with me each week, and she loves it. It is that good. It is so good, you don't have to have any existing knowledge of Watchmen to enjoy it. You don't have to have seen the movie or read the book or anything else. It is so good. And it's so full of surprises. I just watched episode 7, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'll just tell you this. It is so amazingly full of surprises. I just was like yelling out loud as things were happening on the screen. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. This is incredible. It's that good. So that's my big recommendation for the week. And I hope you will take me up on that one because it's good. I've also been watching episodes of The Crown, which is on Netflix. And that's also an excellent show for different reasons, in different ways. And it's just so well put together. It's so well produced and written and acted. It's excellent, excellent. And I've also been watching Silicon Valley, of course, the final season, which is making me sad. But even as it goes away, I know that Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back in January on HBO with Larry David. And that's a great thing. So I'm looking forward to that. I know it's going to be a wonderful series of episodes. I'm sure of it. He never lets me down. So that catches you up on my most recent intake of entertainment on the literary and TV side of things. Oh, I've also been watching Glass, the movie Glass, M. Night Shyamalan's quote-unquote superhero movie, which is the sequel to Unbreakable and Split, and it's really good so far. Not done with it yet. But there were some mixed reviews on that movie, but I wanted to see it anyway because I loved Unbreakable and Split and Sixth Sense and The Village and so many other films that Shyamalan has done. And it's really good so far. So we'll see how it ends up, how things wrap up, and then I'll let you know my final thoughts, if I remember, between now and next podcast. So that catches you up. I'm now just moving through the new week. It's Monday today. It was not really a super hectic day, but it was busy enough, and it was difficult getting back in the groove, as it sometimes is, since I was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is unusual for me. I don't usually have that much time off in sequential days. But it was a decent day, just very busy and I'm tired, but we're gonna do this podcast one way or another, and it's gonna be good. So as I said before, I've been working on the new novel, Earthtaker, and I was gonna read you an excerpt from that straight off the word processor. But then I also have a story here in print in the most recent issue of Pulp House magazine, which is kind of whacked out. And I thought that might be fun too. So I'm kind of torn. I'm kind of trying to decide between the two. And, I just see a typo. That's wonderful. I'm glad I spotted it now. But anyway, let's see. Which one do I want to do? How about if we start with, let's go to, let's back up the Earthtaker just a little bit here. Okay, this is kind of an exciting sequence. I'm not going to give you too many details about it because, you know, that's what the finished book will be for. But let's just say that Gaia Charmer, who's the main character, is she's taking a voyage. She's on a journey. She's trying to survive against incredible odds because there's a character who's after her who has all her powers. And the planet Earth itself is reaching out to try to destroy her. The very world that she has served as an avatar of for so long. You know, she's been the human form of Mother Earth, right, for years. And now the Earth has turned against her, and she is fleeing for her life. And it's just barely hanging on with help from some friends. So, let's see. Okay, we'll pick it up here. Chapter 21. I'll just give you a little taste of it, and then we'll move on with the rest of the IE cast. Okay, chapter 21. No one else saw Gaia 2's hand on the edge of the boat. Powerless as I was, dealing with her was up to me. Leaving Eben on the deck, I jumped up and darted over to the starboard side of the boat. Even as I did, a second hand joined the first. By the time I got there, the top of her head was rising between those hands. Her eyes met mine, brimming with evil intent. At which point I hauled up a foot to kick her loose and brought it down hard on the fingers of her right hand. She yowled in pain and I prepared to kick the left hand too. That was when the sea lion, our boat, started spinning inexplicably. The air filled with whirling, flashing streamers and the water around us fell skyward as upside-down rain showers. A continuous roar of thunder blasted from all directions, nearly deafening. Then, even as the rain fell up from the ocean's surface, thousands of stars fell down from the sky, which was blazing with fire. Distracted by the show, I missed my twin as she swung herself, using the boat's spin for momentum, and flung a leg up high enough to hook over the railing. I looked back just as she was hauling herself the rest of the way over and into the boat. Heart pounding, I grabbed hold of her arm and prepared to toss her back overboard. She fought me, oblivious to the insanity that was going on around us. Multicolored fireworks exploded in the sky, showering the seascape with sparks that didn't go dark when they hit the water. Weird creatures with spiny black wings and mangled, glistening faces flapped around us, shrieking over the thunder. Gathering my strength for one last effort, I lit up just enough that my surge, when it came, would surprise her. The two of us grappled in the flashing, seething light, fighting the spin of the boat as well as each other. Just as I was ready to make my big push, everything came to a crashing halt. The sea lion stopped spinning and dropped down hard, sending my twin and me tumbling among the rest of my group. The fireworks, thunder, upside-down rain, and spiny black creatures disappeared all at once. For that matter, so did the ocean depths. Shaking off the shock and sitting up, I saw that we were somewhere unknown, a black sand beach, rimmed with huts built of clay, with ragged-looking thatched roofs. The clay was as gray as the midday sky overhead, which was blanketed with low, dark clouds. Somehow, we had gone instantly from pitch darkness in the middle of the night to a cloudy afternoon with ample daylight. And that's your excerpt. That's your reading for this edition of the IE Cast. Even as I continue to get reminders on my computer, which just keep chiming as I'm trying to read. It's just driving me crazy because I forgot to mute them. You can't win them all, I guess. Anyway, that brings us to the closing thought of this week's IE Cast. And I guess something that I could talk about would be being thankful. Being thankful for writing and being thankful for being a writer, because those are things that mean a lot to me and have been a big part of my life. And it's something that sometimes gives you mixed emotions because you perhaps want to have more success, and you want to be more widely known, and it doesn't always happen the way you want it to, when you want it to, but the very act of writing is something that's unique and wonderful, and it's something that I truly can't live without. If I don't write for too much time, if I don't write for a couple of days or sometimes a couple of weeks, if something else is going on, I really feel it. It bothers me. It's just something I have to do to let out that creative expression. And I know it's sort of a cliche, and maybe it sounds a little false, but it's not. It's true. It's just how I am. It's how I'm wired. And I know that's how a lot of other writers are wired as well. So I think that's really something to be grateful for, and it's something to think about in this time of Thanksgiving and heading into the Christmas season as well, because we don't always think of the great things that are part of our writing world. Sometimes we're so caught up in the act of trying to write as much as we can and trying to succeed as much as we can that we don't always think, wow, what a great life. We are able to sit down and create worlds and events and people and pull it all together in a way that communicates something to an audience. And it's an amazing thing to be able to do. Not everybody can do it. A lot of people think they can, and they maybe aren't as good at it as they think they are, but not everybody, not every single human on the planet can do that effectively. It's a skill, and it's something that I am very grateful that I can do. I'm very grateful for the other people out there whose work I love, that they are pushing it and you know, making it happen, and that they're also writing, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's something to think about at this time of year, that we should be thankful for that great part of our lives, even if we have not attained all of our goals. And frankly, goals and dreams are grist for life, right? And they're kind of what keep us going as human beings. And I'd rather have dreams and goals, even if I haven't achieved them all, than to not have them. And so I'm thankful for that as well. And so that wraps up this edition of the IE Cast. Thank you for joining me. I hope you will join me next time as well. In the meantime, please seek me out in social media. You can find me on Facebook as Robert Shoshonek, right? You know how to spell my name. Just look at the credits on the cast. And you can also find me on Twitter as @TheFictioneer, @TheFictioneer. You can find me on Instagram as Robert Shoshonek. And you can also find me on a site called Patreon, and I hope you'll check that out, especially during this holiday season. Patreon is a great way to sponsor artists whose work you appreciate, artists whom you would like to try to encourage to do more and to grow. Financial support can make a big difference in someone's life, and I hope you'll consider being a patron of mine, which can be very inexpensive and can bring very awesome rewards, including a mention in every edition of this here podcast, the IE Cast. And I also hope you'll look at other writers and artists and performers and consider becoming a patron of theirs as well, because it's a really wonderful thing. And I'm happy to say that I am a patron of someone's online on Patreon, and I support some people through that, and I'm looking forward to looking for more. And I think it's an important thing to do. So check me out on Patreon, Robert Shoshonek. You can find me right there. And I also hope you'll consider picking up some of my books for the holiday season. They make great gifts. If you're from the Johnstown area or live in the Johnstown area, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, my hometown, I have a great series that are based on the great series of books that are based on classic department stores in the area. I have a history of the Glosser Brothers Department Store, the Penn Traffic Department Store, the Gables Department Store, and the Richland Mall. If you're from this area, you know all those places, and I know you will love those books. I know it because they worked so hard on them. They have the complete histories of each of those retail operations in detail with hundreds of photos in each book. So they make great gifts, whether it's for yourself or somebody else. I also have a holiday series of stories that are set in the Glosser Brothers department store, including Christmas at Glosser's, a Glosser's Christmas love story, Valentine's Day at Glosser's, Easter at Glosser's, Thanksgiving at Glosser's, you name it. Lots of good stuff. And if you're not from this area, I've got lots of great stuff out there as well that you're going to love just as much, if not more so. Lots of great science fiction, lots of great fantasy. I hope you check it out. You can find everything on Wikipedia. There's like a whole list of all my publications. You can find them on my website. Just fish around. Go to Amazon, look me up. Dude, I'm right there. And there's lots of good stuff. And I really hope you'll stay with this podcast in weeks to come because I've got some really cool stuff happening, especially as I get into the beginning of the year, as these Gaia Charmer books come out, and then the science fiction series that I'm working on as well, the Starbarian series, which is really cool. The first book has been written. I've got two more coming, planned and coming, and some more after that as well. And I'm really excited about that series. Both series are going to be just dynamite, and I hope you'll come along for the ride on those. So that's it for this edition of the IE Cast, the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I hope you'll leave a rating or review online, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast.